Hi everyone, my name is Gabriel and this is the Hour of the Raven, your channel for everything Ravenloft, RPG, Dungeons & Dragons. Today I would like to present to you the Weathermaze Survival Guide to the Mists, the most recent book by the Black Feather at the DM's Guild that serves as a guide for players and dungeon masters and presents and adapts new races, subclasses, religions, backgrounds, spells and much more from the classic setting for the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons. I know I have been absent from the channel for the last few weeks, and this isn't the Bloodspore video, I promise. But we were finalizing the last details of our book, and in the next videos I promise to resume our explorations of the Mists. This is a project that took many years to complete, and we are very proud of the result. This video will not be a review, as it makes no sense to evaluate our own work, but just a brief overview and presentation of the book and its contents. If you are interested in our book, you can obtain it from the DM's Guild through the links I will leave in the video description, and if you purchase it, please tell us what you think and rate the book on the DM's Guild. Finally, one last important warning. In all the videos of my channel, I am careful to use images from official Wizard products, and I'm a great appreciator of the work of the artists who create these beautiful images and help take our imagination to these fantastic lands. Our book contains some art created by one of the authors, Leandro Zebinati, but the vast majority of the images were created through the use of artificial intelligence, even if they were later edited, processed, composed, and digitally corrected by other members of our group. We are a group of independent authors that are passionate about Ravenloft, and we do not have the resource to invest in art specifically developed for our project. Our decision to use images generated by AI was made with the aim of presenting a more complete, attractive, and immersive product for our readers. We know that this is a controversial subject, and that many people may choose not to purchase the book or even watch this video for this reason, and we understand and respect those who defend this position. There is a long discussion still being held on the topic, and precisely for this reason, I would like to warn you in advance about the use of this type of images, so that you can make your decision. Are you ready? So let me introduce you to the Weathermaze Survival Guide to the Mists.
Hour of the Raven.
The Weathermaze Survival Guide to the Mists is a project that took over 3 years to complete. A few years ago, even before Van Richten's Guide to Ravenloft was announced, I approached some of my colleagues with an insane idea. If all Wizards intended to launch in the Ravenloft setting was the Curse of Strahd adventure, why not bring together enthusiasts of the classic gothic horror setting of Ravenloft to create our own adaptation for the 5th edition for release on the DM's Guild? The germ of this idea was what started the Black Feather as a group to publish Ravenloft material on the DM's Guild, and also the book we now present. Throughout our initial conversations, we were surprised by Wizards of the Coast announcement of the Van Richten's Guide to Ravenloft. However, the book released by Wizards presented a complete reformulation of the setting, which left us disappointed, but at the same time increased our desire to produce a book that adapted and brought back elements of the classic setting. Over time, our project underwent some changes, from our ambitious initial project of creating our own version of the Domains of Dread. The project was transformed into a book with options for narrators and players in creating 5th edition characters, fully integrated with elements of the classic Ravenloft setting. This is how the Weathermaze Survival Guide to the Mists was created, named in honor of one of the most important modern families that harbor some of the bravest heroes of the Lands of the Mists and champions against the forces of darkness. Our book aims to bring back some elements of what made Ravenloft's setting unique, and throughout its 10 chapters, we present 4 new races with 23 sub-races and variants, 13 new subclasses, 3 new talents, as well as new spells, equipment, and magical items. The book also details 27 backgrounds linked to the legacy of blood of the great families of the Land of the Mists, a detailed study of 23 religions of the Mists for clerics and people of faith, and 16 secret societies and organizations that players can join to better increase your immersion and integration with the gothic setting of Ravenloft. The book begins with an introduction to help situate new explorers of the Mists in the dark world of Ravenloft, where we introduce the basic premises of the setting and talk about its roots in gothic horror and its publishing history over the many editions. In the next chapter on races, we bring back some race options that previously appeared in other products of the setting, but were forgotten in the current editions of Ravenloft, such as the Calibans, the Shadow Fae, and the human variant connected to the Vistanis, the Half-Vistanis, and the Darklings. In the Calibans, for example, we adapt for the 5th edition the individuals were marked by macabre experiments, witchcraft and curses, and were born transformed by these unholy effects, presenting their sub-races of the Brutes, the Feral, and the Cursed. The Shadow Fae also emerged from the Shadow Rift as playable races, through babies exchanged in their cradles in the dead of night, or as objects of dark bargains, called the Changelings. The descendants of the Vistani, the Half-Vistani, are also reintroduced with their culture and its mysteries to the setting, with their divisions into tasks, tribes, and caravans. The Darklings are Vistanis who are expelled from their caravans and live isolated, being frowned upon by the Vistani and other communities in Ravenloft. Finally, we present an overview of how other races interacted in the Land of the Mists in the classic setting, which was a low fantasy and more human-centric horror setting. In the chapter about classes, we present 13 new subclasses, one for each main D&D class, and all with direct links to elements of the classic Ravenloft setting. Subclasses such as the Monk of the Order of the Guardians and the Paladin of the Shadow World link classes directly to important secret societies in the Land of the Mists, while others, such as the Arcanist Mages, adapt old classes from older editions to 5th edition. There are also some options directly linked to the countless religions of the Lands of the Mists, such as the Cleric of the Mist Domain, the Anchorites of the Fate of Ezra, the Hallowed Witches of Hala for Warlocks, and the Artificer Vudan, who uses the power of spirits and lowers to create powerful artifacts and amulets. Hunting Tools is a chapter that brings common and extraordinary items to equip your adventurers for the challenges that await them in the Lands of the Mists. Inspired by books such as the Van Richten Arsenal, we present some common items useful for adventurers, such as herbs to nullify the scent of lupine beasts, new waxes to block the passage of creatures in gaseous form through cracks and crevices, or potent alchemical substances. In this chapter, we also present firearms as an important element of some of the technological advanced domains of the Lands of the Mists, and also a new list of magical items for adventurers, such as the Crypt Lock, the Ring of Reversion, or the Coffin of Eternal Rest. In our next chapter, Pariahs in Society, we present an optional rule to adapt the 5th edition social resection rules. in the classic Ravenloft setting, the Land of the Mist was presented as a less fantastical place, where most of the population was human. Isolation and fear of the unknown helped to increase the horror in the Gothic setting, and in some previous editions they had already presented rules on how to reflect fear of others and the unknown in social relations at the gaming table. Just like the optional honor rule presented in the Dungeon Master's book, this chapter provides rules on how to apply the initial social rejection that a character might suffer from being from a different culture or race in a foreign land. This optional rule is presented as an additional element for narrators in a horror setting, helping to increase the character's isolation and paranoia, with adjustments to bonus and penalties in social tests, but in no way should it be used to reinforce any type of discrimination, and its use must be carried out with wisdom and concurrence at the gaming table. Still, seeking to expand this climate of isolation and represent the diversity of cultures presented in the Land of the Mists, our next chapter also presents an optional rule about languages. The use of a common and generic language may be practical for a narrative purpose, but it removes a certain degree of realism and immersion, while also alleviating difficulties and reducing the feeling of isolation, an important factor in a horror narrative. In this chapter, we present the different languages and dialects spoken in the Lands of the Mists, with suggestions of phonetic inspiration, and domains where they are used as a primary or secondary language. In the chapter about religion, one of the most extensive in the book, we present a compilation of all the religions previously existing in the Ravenloft setting, with a complete presentation of their symbols, history, mythology, headquarters, organization, and propagation. In total, we present 23 religions from the Land of the Mists, to help you to immersively create clerics, druids, monks, or any other character who, even without divine powers, professes some faith in the Land of the Mists. Among the many religions presented here are religions well known to veteran Ravenloft players, such as the Church of Ezra, the Cult of the Morning Lord, the Eternal Order, or the Church of Hala. But our list covers practically every cult ever mentioned in the Land of the Mists, such as the Lowers of Sorain, the Cult of Erling, the Pantheons of Akiri, Forfa, or Rygian, or the Sinister Cult of Vecna in Cavitus. In the next chapter, we present to adventurers some benign and neutral secret societies of Ravenloft, of which players can be a member. Also presenting a brief history, organization, hierarchy, and adventurer hooks and missions that may involve characters from these factions. In total, there are 16 secret societies, such as the Keepers of the Black Feather, the Van Richten Society, the Circle, the Veiled Palm, the Green Hand, and others. In the Legacies of Blood chapter, we present several backgrounds inspired by the great families of the Lands of the Mists, with a total of 27 new backgrounds. In Gothic literature, the past is rarely dead, and always stalks the protagonists, hiding macabre secrets, heinous crimes, and ancestral curses. Gothic art often portrays elements of horror through ancestry, with vices, ills, and curses that overcome the barriers of time and accompany the descendants of a family through generations to a dreadful destiny. The Ravenloft setting adapts these elements of Gothic horror since its conception as a campaign setting. The Realm of Terror box set from 1990 already included a genealogical tree of the great families of the Land of the Mists as a source of inspiration for the creation of characters and villains that populate the setting, which was further expanded during the third edition in the book Legacy of Blood, that brought rules and supplements for players to create characters among the descendants of these noble families from the Land of the Mists. In this chapter, we adapted all 12 families previously presented in the book Legacy of Blood, and created another 15 families that can serve as background for players who want to get involved in this macabre and cursed history, all with a long account of their past in the Land of the Mists, and with unique characteristics to differentiate your character. Perhaps you will be cursed with the proximity of the spirit world shared by the Weathermaid family, or decide to follow the footsteps of your famous uncle, the monster hunter Von Richten. Who knows, perhaps you are one of the bestial creatures created by Frantsek Markov, or one of the Gentleman Caller's cursed spawn. Perhaps you are a fallen nobleman from the Gundar family, a member of the Shimpi family embroiled in a bloody war, or a cursed lycanthrope from the Timothy clan. Finally, in our last chapter, we present magic in Ravenloft, highlighting how magic from different schools such as divination and necromancy can be affected by the Land of the Mists. The power of curses, and adapting classic material and creating new magic for the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons. This book is the fruit of a long work by dedicated fans who are passionate about the Ravenloft setting. Although the first book released by the Black Feather was The Dread Space, our crossover of Ravenloft and Spelljammer with Domains of Dread with Space Teens, this book was our first project. We hope this book can help you on your adventures through the mists. Who knows, if these dark secrets are spread among many explorers of the mists, the dark powers might conspire so that we can publish other similar books, perhaps aimed at exploring other dark secrets of the setting, as a guide for dungeon masters. The books of the Black Feather can be found at the DM's Guild in the links below. Just like this channel, the books are released simultaneously in English and Portuguese, with the same content. We would love to hear your feedback, so let us know what you think of the book in the comments, and don't forget to review it on the DM's Guild if you can. Soon, we will resume our exploration through the mists, so subscribe to this channel, turn on notifications, because in the next video, we shall explore Bloodspore to review undescribable horrors.